reading from the Holy Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, the Resurrection. After the Sabbath, as Sunday morning was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. Suddenly there was a violent earthquake. An angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled the stone away, and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid that they trembled and became like dead men. The angel spoke to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised just as he said. Come and see the place where he was lying. Go quickly now and tell the disciples. He has been raised from death, and now he is going to Galilee ahead of you. There you will see him. Remember what I have told you." So they left the tomb in a hurry, afraid and yet filled with joy, and ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Peace be with you." They came up to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. "Do not be afraid," Jesus said to them. "Go and tell the others to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord. How often have you sat in vigil with a very dear friend or relative, one who is dying prematurely? How often have you sat in vigil with someone who has died a violent, unnecessary, mysterious death? And as you are waiting for the burial, you hear words of fear and anger. "This was not part of the plan. This is not fear. Where is God in all of this? Why this suffering?" We began this Holy Week with the invitation to put on the mind and heart of Christ. And indeed, this has been our Lenten journey. Yesterday, Good Friday, we experienced yet again the pain of Christ's death. My God, why have you forsaken me? A culmination of betrayal and denial. And then, all this followed by a hurried burial. And today, we are waiting with all of creation for the moment of resurrection. Today is a day when we sit in vigil at the tomb, waiting. It's also a day for silence and pondering, when the church altars remain stripped and empty. A day to reflect deeply on the mystery of suffering, together with God's unconditional love for us in Jesus. Perhaps too it is a day when we experience the temptation to get busy so that we don't have to listen to the emptiness, the waiting. We have just heard the gospel for the Easter Vigil, that account given to us by Matthew of a momentous moment. Imagine how it was for the women rising early to go to the tomb before dawn in order to anoint the body of the one they loved, the one who had died prematurely, a violent, mysterious death. On the way, the women experience a violent earthquake and an angel rolls the stone away. The guards are so terrified they become paralyzed. So much so, they look like dead men. Then the women hear a voice telling them not to be afraid, but the beloved they are looking for is not here. He has been raised just as he said. can we enter into their experience and know something of what it must have been like for them? Now, as if all that has happened is not enough, they are invited to come and see the place where Jesus had been. Surely this is action-packed drama. Next command, go quickly and tell the disciples. Tell them what? That Jesus is going into Galilee where they will see him? And what do the women do? Just as they have been told, they leave the tomb filled with joy, even if afraid. And then comes the moment of encounter with the beloved. Jesus meets them with the words, "Peace, do not be afraid." They fall at his feet in worship. But Jesus sends them off on a mission. Go and tell the others. Yes, the mission. Go and tell the others. What a story these women have to tell. Who is ever going to believe them? And what about our unbelievable stories? A story that is not part of what was planned. A marriage with the promise of children, yet none are born. A young person full of promise and potential receives the news of inoperable cancer. Fatal accidents, suicides, murders, people missing, betrayal by a loved one, wars, bloodshed, all part of a daily story for some mother, some father, some sister, some brother. Where is God? This was not the plan. Goodness me, it would be so easy to fall into despair. The resurrection of Jesus is our hope. If Christ is not risen from the dead, then our hope is in vain. In the mystery of our pain and suffering, may we too encounter the beloved, the risen Christ, and hear the words, "Peace, be not afraid. I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me will live forever." Have a grace-filled and a blessed Easter, everyone.